Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
In the background, that is Sabelo Fakude and the song Buchabelo, our refuge and our hiding place. We are going to put him on hold. And now I am back with Francois from the Umbud office. Hi, Francois. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well. Second time lucky, hopefully.
You're today technology, ne? But we got it right.
No, definitely.
Now, the tax season starts in July. And what are the important issues that you may advise taxpayers on to be aware of when they deal with SARS?
That is a very important question for this time of the year. And firstly, I would indicate to taxpayers to make sure that the details is correct with SARS. For example, if SARS uses their telephone number or email to send communications, that these details are correct so that they do get the correspondence and communications from SARS timely and will be able to respond to them timely as well. And then secondly, I will say that taxpayers need to make sure about the time frame and make sure to submit returns by the due date to make sure that they do not incur administrative penalties for the late filing of returns.
Yeah. I also always ask myself if everybody knows if they are eligible to pay tax or not. And I don't know. Do you at your office experience people coming and saying, I didn't know that I also had to pay tax?
Yeah, so we need to bear in mind that there's certain thresholds, and if your income is below a certain threshold and you only have one IRP5 and you do not have any expenses to claim, although pay as you earn might be deducted from your salary, you might not have the need to submit an income tax return if the specific requirements are met.
I think I should have asked you earlier on as well about somebody who's hearing about the Tax Umbud for the first time. Tell us who you are and what do you do as the Tax Umbud office?
Yes, so we review and address complaints regarding a service procedural and administrative action resulting from the applications of the Tax Act by the SARS Commissioner. Mm. So in short, we are able to assist taxpayers with any complaints regarding the tax that they will have against SARS.
A family member from Radio Pulpit just asked a question. What is the bracket that Francois is talking about? Which amount should I be earning annually to be paying tax?
So it's roughly, I think the last time I checked, and I'm speaking under correction, it was about 350,000 rand. But like I said, the specific requirements in as far as that it must only be one IRP5, even if you earn less than that amount, but you've got two IRP5s, you need to submit. Also, secondary, you can't earn any passive income, which would be interest or rental, for example, and you do not have any deductions to claim. So, for example, if you earn less than that income, but you've got a travel allowance and you want to claim travel expenditure against that allowance, then you need to submit your return.
French, what type of complaints does your office deal with, and what are the common tax complaints that you always received at your office or by your office?
So, firstly, we deal with service complaints, and traditionally a service complaint will be, and there's two types of service complaints. Firstly, it will be where SARS gives you rude or unprofessional services, for example. That is something that you can complain about. And the second part of a service complaint will be in cases where you request SARS to do something or there's certain time frames within the SARS service charter for SARS to finalize something and they fail to do so. Now, a typical one that we deal with, for example, would be SARS not finalizing an income tax verification within 21 business days and specifically with filing season approaching again. So then secondly, we also have administrative issues, and that will be any issue where SARS is not adhering to legislation. And most notably, the most complaints we get regarding an administrative issue would be in cases where a taxpayer was aggrieved by an assessment and he submitted an objection or this appeal, and SART failed to finalize those disputes within the legislatively time frame. And then the last category will be procedural, and that will typically be in cases where SART does not follow their own standard operating procedures.
Okay.
And an example I can give there will be in cases where there's a debt due to SART, and SART wants to recover this debt. And prior to issuing, for example, a first-party appointment to the taxpayer's bank account, they need to follow certain steps,
okay.
And failure to follow those steps will be an procedural issue, for example.
Now, what about a case where somebody has filed in for their tax returns and then SARS calls and asks questions and they say, we are still investigating and it takes more than 21 days. Can I come to the tax ombud office for that? Say it takes months and they keep on saying we are investigating, because there are some people who have gone through that and they know that SARS is owing them a certain money in their returns.
Yes, indeed. If a taxpayer is selected for verification and 21 days have elapsed, 21 business days have elapsed since the taxpayer has submitted the supporting documentation that SARS requested, if that verification is still not finalized, a taxpayer can definitely approach our office.
Francho, take us through a process where one needs to follow in lodging a tax complaint.
Perfect. So, just some background information first. Prior to lodging a complaint with our office, the taxpayer needs to go through the SARS complaints process first.
Okay.
And that would be a taxpayer needs to lodge a complaint with the SARS Complaints Management Office, which they can do on the e-filing profile, for example. And the SARS Complaints Management Office also has a turnaround time of 21 days to deal with a complaint. Should SARS not finalize that complaint within 21 days, a taxpayer can lodge a complaint with our office.
Okay.
However, there are certain circumstances where a taxpayer can approach our office directly without having gone to the SARS Complaints Office first. And that will be in cases where there is an identified systemic issue at play. And when we spoke about SARS not finalizing verifications within 21 days, that is one of the identified systemic issues where the taxpayer can approach us directly. I can also just point out that for the full list of systemic issues where taxpayers can approach us directly without going to the SARS Complaints Office first is also available on our website.
Are there typical wrongs that taxpayers would do when they submit complaints to your office? And how would you advise them to go about that?
So firstly, when taxpayers submit complaints to our office, they just need to make sure that they give precise details of what the issue is. And then also they must just make sure to sign and date the forms. And then lastly, taxpayers can submit a complaint on behalf of someone else, either via a tax practitioner or another representative. And if a taxpayer would like for someone else to lodge a complaint on their behalf, they must just be the relevant power of attorney as well.
All right. So the tax season is just around the corner. We always get nervous. Wondering, am I owing or wishing they would owe me something so that I can get something from SARS? How should the taxpayers prepare themselves for this season?
So firstly, I would propose that taxpayers make sure that they are in possession of all their supporting documentation when they complete the income tax returns, just to make sure that if they do get selected for verifications, that there's no delays by only at that stage then trying to get supporting documentation. And typically it would be if you've got retirement annuity funds, out-of-pocket medical expenses, and specifically for people who earn a travel allowance, to make sure that they do have a logbook. To submit. So that is stuff I will already get ready prior to submitting my income tax return. And then secondly, it's very important for taxpayers to also be aware of certain time frames. And specifically when we look at dispute resolution, if at any time, if a taxpayer is aggrieved by an additional assessment that SARS might issue following a verification, it is important that they lodge that objection within 80 business days. Similarly, if they are already in the dispute process and SARS took a decision on an objection, it is important for taxpayers to know that they must submit an appeal within 75 days. Otherwise, SARS cannot deal with that and appeal. So it's also very important for taxpayers to be aware of certain time frames and periods. Otherwise, they might be on the wrong side.
Okay, so you need to be aware of what time is it, what season is it. Don't just put in your claims like that to OnSARS because it might delay, it might take time because it's not the season for tax returns.
Correct. So the tax year that we will be dealing with now will be from 1 March 2023 up until 29 February 2024. So all documentation, all traveling, work traveling must be in the logbook for that period. And the same for out-of-pocket medical expenses need to relate to that period.
What happens if when IRP 5 was not paid in? Can a person be in trouble with SARS and now find that they seek help with a tax umbut, where you find the person is owing 2001, 2020, 2003, and maybe 2002 as well?
Was the taxpayer not able to submit the return, or was there two RP5s but the one was not reconciled?
Okay. No, it was a question of can somebody find themselves in a predicament like that one when they haven't paid for 4 years, for example, and now seeking assistance from your office? Can that happen?
So we need to then bear in mind, if a taxpayer has a debt, there is certain remedies available for them.
All right.
And one of those remedies, for example, would be a taxpayer firstly needs to see whether he's in agreement with the liability or not and whether the dispute resolution process will be applicable. Secondly, if the taxpayer is in agreement with the debt but paying is a problem, then there is options where a taxpayer can consider doing a deferred payment arrangement with SARS.
Oh.
And again, when we look at the deferred payment arrangement, SARS must inform the taxpayer within 21 business days if they allow the deferred payment arrangement. Should they not respond within that time period, then a taxpayer can definitely approach our office.
All right. Before we close our discussion with you, Francois, can you please remind us who can approach your office for on any complaint or and taxpayer expected to pay for? Who can approach your offices first? Let me ask you that one. And with what kind of complaints can they bring to your office? Yeah, I think those two before we close. Just to remind
Secondly, any complaint against SARS regarding any of the tax acts, and that would be income tax, pay as you earn, VAT, customs and excise, transfer duty. So there's a wide variety of acts and tax legislation about which the taxpayer can come to our office. And then secondly, it must be a service, procedural, or administrative issue. And like I say, it is very, very broad. But should the taxpayer be uncertain or require any additional information, they can also definitely call us on our toll-free number 0800-662837, and we can try and assist them more in that regard.
Are your services free, or are we expected to pay as tax payers when we come to your office?
Oh, that's a great question. Our services are free for all taxpayers, individual taxpayers, and company taxpayers. It's a free service.
That is like really awesome to know. And what are the numbers where we can contact the Tex Umbert if we have a complaint or we need clarity on certain things? Maybe we heard Francois saying certain things on air and we would like to get clarity on those. How do we get hold of the Tex Umbert office?
Yes, it is 0800-662837.
0800?
662837.
Your closing statements, Francois, to our listeners at Radio Pulpit?
So definitely we are heading towards July, and it is expected for filing season to start in July. Mm. So it is around the corner. So I will encourage taxpayers to start getting their information ready for them to be able to submit with in time and avoid administrative penalties being levied.
Thank you so much, Francois, for talking to us and educating us on these. I hope our family members at Radio Pulpit are taking notes and they're getting themselves ready. We still have about, 2 months at least to prepare. And when July strikes, we should be ready with our RIP5s and everything else. Thank you so, so much, Francois. Have a blessed one.
Thank you so much for having me.
And family, do remember the numbers again, 0800-662837. It's 0800-662837. Those are the numbers that you can dial if you'd like to be in contact with the Tex Umbert office. And remember, their services are for free.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.